Bader Show, 9:36. If my child, either of my children, were killed by the hands at the hands of another man, I would be away from my job for an extended period of time. I don't know how long. But I know that I would have to walk away to cope with it. But further, and I think this is the bigger issue, Phil Mushnick, columnist, sports columnist, just being absolutely savaged, New York Post columnist, because he has no sympathy for Adrian Peterson, whose two-year-old son, who was apparently, Peterson not in his life at all, was killed at the hands of a domestic abuser, boyfriend of the child's mother. Adrian Peterson has an undetermined number of children out of wedlock. We know it's more than one, could be as high as seven. I like the way a friend of mine put it earlier. It should be a blessing to be the child of Adrian Peterson, a man of his means and success. It's more of a curse. I don't think it's wrong for Mushnick to criticize Peterson for this. Not at all. Kevin on the road. Kevin, how you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. How are you doing today?
Good.
I'm going to take this a step farther even. Mushnick is not the only guy that's kind of taken this position on this. Doug
okay.
Gottlieb from CBS Sports Radio actually kind of took the same position.
Okay.
And one of the things he had to say was, not only did he play the game, which isn't a big issue. I mean, Brett Favre played after his dad died and all this other stuff. But he was in South Dakota, went and saw the kid, then found out the kid was in a coma, probably wasn't going to make it, was going to die, left while the child was still alive so that he could make it to practice. Not just the game, but to practice. A guy who's the MVP, who probably doesn't need to be at practice if something like this is going on, left a dying child that he fathered to go to practice.
That, I think, is a very good point. That I would never, if you love your child, how could you leave their side when they're dying? I wouldn't put anything ahead of that. I think that that's a perfectly valid point, Kevin. The other thing, thanks a lot for the call. I really do, though, think the bigger issue here is you're Adrian Peterson. Why is your child in this position? Why are you having kids that are not really in your life? And this is the larger issue. We've just come to accept this at all levels, whether people are famous or not. The irresponsibility of having children, whether you're male or female, but obviously it's more common, you know, the problem of not being there is more common with the father because they can literally just drop their seed and leave. And I think Mushnick, in pointing out someone who's reached the stature that Adrian Peterson has, is still behaving in this way. And he should be called out for it. He had a child that clearly not really in his life. And you had all, you had Terry Bradshaw, you had all of these announcers, well, our hearts go out to Adrian Peterson, but he's going to play anyway. I know this is going to sound cold on my part. How much really was he in the kid's life? This does not sound to me like a situation where if someone, a child they love and take care of and kiss goodnight every night, died. It doesn't sound that way. A female emailer writes, Jerry, I completely agree with you. How is AP's kid any different to him than a stranger passing away? When looking into it, it appears he barely even knew the child was his, much less involved in his life. Watching him grow up and being an actual parent, just because you are blood related doesn't mean you have a string attached to your heart that you could suddenly care. If he didn't make the child a priority when he was alive, why would he suddenly care and act like a parent when he passes away? Of course he was still going to play on Sunday and take no time off. He never did for any reason other reason involving that child when he was alive. By the way, I agree with that completely. And by the way, this has nothing to do with the team for which Adrian Peterson plays. None whatsoever. Here's the reality. People who aren't in their children's lives should be criticized for it and should be judged for it. And the fact that Adrian Peterson is black is irrelevant to me. Completely irrelevant. Let's see. I agree with your criticism also. I'm a white grandmother who has a daughter that is obsessed with black men. As a result, she has four children with three different black daddies. 9, 6, 5, and 2. She's recently incarcerated because of this obsession and allowing them to control her and her not putting her children first in her life. Yeah, well, this is all about you. This is all about your daughter, and I won't go into the rest of this, but yeah. Well, what she goes on to say in this email is, this culture seems to think it's okay for these men to spread their seed. In fact, it is a competition to many. I'm not going to get into that, but again, your daughter is as responsible as any man she's sleeping with. Let's see. Yeah, others are criticizing Mushnick for using the baby mama, but there's a reason that he does that. He does it to slam it. His point is it's flippant, and he called it despicable. That was exactly his point. And Jason says that's not a black term either. It's not used that way. It's used with pretty much everybody. But I think the backlash that critics of Adrian Peterson are receiving shows that people just don't want to admit sometimes, just because somebody's a hero on the football field or any other arena of public life, doesn't mean they're necessarily a good person. There's evidence, ample evidence, to suggest Adrian Peterson isn't. Boy, do I need to update you on Mary Burke. Boy, oh boy, do I need to do that. So I will in 3 minutes. It's 9:43.
The Jerry Bader Show.